Well, what is roughly the proportion of foreign students that Cambridge usually recruits every year? And what are the principles and criteria by which Cambridge University recruits foreign students, or in particular, Chinese students?
From memory, the proportion of foreign students is very different for the undergraduates and the postgraduates. The undergraduates are perhaps 5 or 10% at the most of foreign students, whereas the postgraduates are perhaps a third, one third, or maybe more than that, are foreign students. Certainly in our department in social anthropology, at the postgraduate level, that is at the master's course level and at the PhD level, well over half of our students, perhaps three quarters of our students, are coming from abroad, though that's perhaps a higher proportion because anthropology is a study of other countries, so many people come from abroad. As for the criteria, we use exactly the same criteria for recruiting people from foreign universities as we do for our own students. Obviously, it's not always possible to work out what a qualification in India or China exactly means, but we don't lower the standards for foreign students because in Cambridge we have so many applications that we don't need to lower any standards at all. We have to turn away many, many people. So we keep a very high standard, and only the very best students from anywhere in the world are taken to Cambridge.